Welcome and breathe in air. Abstract Illusions Radio, the show that explores and exposes the many aspects of expression, with your host, Jennifer Hillman. I figured out how we're going to start the show. It's good. Surprise you. Good evening, everyone. This is Jennifer Hillman, and this is Air, and we're actually live tonight. Tonight we have Raina Ingalls back on, and she's going to be doing readings, so of course, you're welcome to call in. The number is 888-815-9756. You can call in anytime. We're just going to do a little chat about what's going on, and I thought, you know, Raina, you have been an awesome psychic for how many years now have you been doing this?
I think I always have been. It's just really after my accident in 1994, it really opened me up to my gift. So that's when I really started doing it professionally. But I think I always have been, as now, we all are on some level. But
yeah, it's like a muscle. You got to develop it.
Exactly. Yeah, that's good. That's a good way to put it.
And you just got to keep working it and trust it. You know, it's like you work your hand and you know it's going to move.
Exactly.
You build up that muscle to trust your hand
right.
is going
uh-huh.
to, you know,
right.
write the word across the paper.
Right.
There's a lot of people like me. I just need a name and I'm there. How do you connect with the energies? Do you use any tools? What's your style?
I really don't. I feel like I'm more connect through voice vibrations more than anything. And I have an empathic gift too. So those are my two strongest things. I really don't use tools like pendulum or cards or anything. I do like to play with the cards a little bit, but I really don't trust that yet. But I really feel like I'm empathic and the voice vibrations are really my gift.
When somebody calls in, you do like to have their birth date, though, as well, correct?
Yeah. It's not astrology. It is a way of tuning into someone's essence, of their soul energy, of who they are. And I don't know if that came from my near-death experience, but it's all a part of that growing and, you know, learning that we go through, that process that we go through, just by living and almost dying.
Yes, and appreciate living.
That's exactly right.
So when you were in this accident, can you describe the experience of being in that near-death experience?
Well, it was just very surreal. The whole thing was very surreal, although it was something that happened so quickly. You know, it's not anything you can ever prepare yourself for. And mm-hmm. It happened in about a split second, you know, just the vehicle going off the road, me being thrown out, and not having any other damage on my body, but just my broken neck. So there I am, lying in a field with this feeling of being so enfolded by angel wings and just being so protected. And I never really felt fear. I was never fearful. It was always just a sense of peace. And I knew I was going to be okay, even though I couldn't even move. You know, I was paralyzed at that point. So it was a really strange, interesting experience because I sensed my mother there. She had passed on 4 years before this happened. I knew she was with me. Her energy was there. And, you know, of course, God Force was there. And mm-hmm. they were communicating with me. So it was, I just had that peace that everything was going to be okay. I really felt a conversation going on between all three of us, you know, spirit, energy, my mother, and myself.
Well,
and, you know, some
back.
People could say, yeah, sure, she was delusional or she was in a, you know, she was whatever. But it was, you know, it is what it is to me. It was very surreal. It was very calming. And I knew it happened for a reason. And that was to guide me and help me with my spiritual growth.
And
does that make sense?
That makes perfect sense. And we do have a caller, Linda.
All right. Hi, Linda.
How are you doing?
Linda, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Online, too?
Yes.
Can you
Hello?
Speak up, please?
I'm speaking up. I can
okay,
hear you.
Okay, that's
you hear
great.
Me?
I didn't hear you at first. Now I can hear you fine.
All right.
So, what's your yes. question? What's your birthday and what's your question for Raina?
My birthday is February the 20th, 1956.
Okay.
And I'm in Washington State.
And your question?
Well, I'm wondering what's next for me. And any, you know, love life, next life partner.
Did you say February 12th?
February 20th.
20th.
Oh, 20th. Okay. All right. Okay. Interesting. Well, you are really going through a very strong transition right now, and the reason you're calling in is because you're feeling this. You're feeling like you're getting ready to make a major shift, do you not?
Oh, yeah.
You're feeling a little bit like you're coming up to two paths, or maybe three. You're not really sure which one to take because you have all these choices. And it's a really great place to be because, you know, you're at a point where you have so many opportunities. And I love your energy because you're so much like this kind of an ambassador of goodwill kind of person where you love everyone. You want everyone to be happy around you. You want to make everyone happy. You're just like this very considerate, gentle, and you're very intuitive yourself. Do you know that?
Yes.
You're
yeah.
highly intuitive, highly. Very spiritual yourself. So as far as your path goes, what are you doing for work? Are you feeling restless with what you're doing?
Well, I'm creating a product, a future food supply.
Okay. Okay.
For people.
This is going to be something that there's going to be a demand for in the next few years. And that's why you're doing this, because you're helping people transition along with yourself. There's a huge demand for this. You're going to do very well. You're going to be very successful in the next few years. And you're doing it at the perfect time. You're getting a head start on 2012, so you're going to be ready.
Yes, I'm wondering about my water supply. My well only produces 0.33 gallons a minute, and that I feel that's holding me back. You know, I want to do water catchment and a pond and, you know, not tilling the soil but using the grass as a thatch below as a sponge to hold moisture.
Oh, good for you.
It's a arid region. You know,
wow.
If it doesn't rain for 3 months, then what?
Where are you?
But, you know, allowing people to come in.
Okay.
San Juan Islands.
Okay.
And having help and people living here, or just being a school where they come and then they don't need to be here full time, not having enough water. You know, that's the.
What about digging more wells? Would you have an opportunity to do that? Is that possible?
I've considered that the wells don't produce much. So
there's got to be a way of witching a water supply that would be more productive than the one you have now.
Uh-huh. Yes, I've done that before, so I could do it again. I have my mm-hmm. well rods.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, maybe, put another well in.
Or maybe two more.
Two wells, okay. Wow, that's exciting.
Yeah. But the witching, is the way to do it.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like they're all within, you know, a close proximity. Like they're within, you know, walking distance of each other, but they're in the same area, but you're going to find two other areas that are more productive as far as the water flowing.
Okay. Yeah, that'll make a lot more possible.
Now, Linda was also wondering about her love life. Raina, do you see anything for a love life?
Oh, okay. Let me see what's going on. Do you have anything on that, Jen?
I do see somebody coming in. I don't see to the summer.
Okay.
I was going to say August. There is somebody, too. And I think you're going to meet him as part of the project that you have going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's
going to
be someone that really is interested in what you're doing and will help you with your life project there, what you're doing.
Yeah.
I mean, you have a passion for what you're doing. He's going to have the same kind of passion, the same kind of knowledge and same desires.
I get him as being some kind of like engineer of some kind.
Yeah, that's right. He does have engineer energy.
An engineer in what way?
I'm just getting he has a very technical kind of brain in the way he figures out how to do things. He could be some. I'm just getting. They keep saying some kind of engineer. That's all they're saying. So it could be associated with drilling the wells and finding the best place for them. It could be some kind of mechanical engineering that is going to be somehow associated with producing your food or something, or developing some part of aspects of your project. I get him very much involved in what you're doing, but he's got a technical background.
Very good. Just what I'm looking for. Yes, science projects.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. And what do you know his background?
He feels like a scientist to me. I mean, I think
he
said it. He's very technical and very scientific.
I mean, he's very green, very much future-oriented, so he's very much into the greens, the green projects, very much into environmental issues, but he's got that scientific edge to him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And where he's from?
I'm not picking up exactly where he's from. I just get this summer you'll meet him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think he's from the States, but he's down there doing something with his work.
So he's definitely around the area, most likely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I think he's from the States originally.
Mm-hmm. Do you get an age or anything else I can go by?
Oh, he's within 2 or 3 years of your age either way.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
He could be younger or older, but just by 2 or 3 years. Same, you know, basically the same age.
Mm-hmm.
But
anything else
you're really into the same thing. You're really into the same, you have the same interests. I mean, he's definitely a soulmate, 100%. I just don't see any... And it doesn't even look like much of a challenge at all. You just kind of just blend, you know, perfectly. So apparently you've been through those challenges already.
Well, I've been through 23 years of a fantastic relationship, and he left the planet almost 5 years ago.
Oh, I'm sorry.
A clean getaway. It's all right. It's all part of the program.
Yeah.
So I know what that's like, and I'm looking for that again. You know, when, what two people in harmony can do is really amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Yeah. Well, I thank you so much.
You said a mouthful right there. I love the way you expressed that. Two people in harmony. That's beautiful. Well, you'll find that again, because you have that coming again. You're very lucky to have had or will have had two relationships that have the same vibration. Completeness, you know, that's really rare. Many people don't even experience that, you know, in a lifetime at all, even once.
Right, it's really special.
So, it is really. It's
a blessing.
Really exciting. It is.
Yeah, here to inspire.
Yes. Well, Linda, thank you very much for calling in. We have another caller now.
All right.
All right.
Thank you so much
for listening.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we have Tanya from British Columbia on line 3.
Hi there.
Tanya, are you there?
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Thanks
Just
for calling.
Fine.
What can we help you with?
Did you want my birth date as well?
Sure.
June 9th, 1972.
Okay. What can we help you with?
Basically, for about a year and a half now, I've been seeing a lot of double and triple numbers every day.
Tonya, can you speak up?
Sure. Is that better?
Go ahead.
Oh.
Go ahead.
And I see, like, you know, 111 or 222, 333, that sort of thing. But I also see the numbers 747 and 911 a lot. I'm just wondering, what is that all about?
Okay. What was the numbers again?
747 and 911. It's every day that I see those.
That's amazing. And I've talked to several people that have had that same experience. I just believe that it's the universe's way of telling you that you're really resonating with the energies that are on the planet right now, and you're really aware of what's going on. And Jennifer might have more of an insight on that, but I just know that you're very intuitive also. You're very sensitive to what's going on. You're very much a humanitarian kind of energy. You have that about you, very giving, charitable kind of energy and personality. So I think you're just really in tune with what's going on.
Okay.
According to Doreen Virtue's Angel Numbers, which is a great book,
I've got that book.
The 747 says, your strong connection to angelic realm has helped you stay firm on the right path. Stay confident and centered as you progress.
Okay, so I guess I'm just keep on going and I'm on the right path.
And it's just like you're getting a pat on the back. 911 is, your thoughts are manifesting into reality as an ever-quickening pace. Your thoughts about your divine life purpose focus only upon your desires and give any worries or doubts to heaven to transmutate.
Okay.
So you're definitely, I mean, the energy now is really the energy. I know me and Rena have talked about this. Things are manifesting really quick, and they're just giving you a heads up. Be careful what you're thinking about, because if you're worrying about anything, you'll get it.
Yeah.
So they're giving you a heads up.
Well, I know. Like,
positive as possible.
Sometimes things come to me, and it's like car accidents of my friends, and I'm like, no, don't think that stuff. Don't think that stuff. And I always look at the time of when it comes in, and it's usually I get things after it happens. So, yeah.
Yeah. So you can't really.
I try to pay attention to my
thoughts. Drive carefully. I know that feeling.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Is there anything else that you want to talk about? We have a little more time if you would like to.
Sure. How about the question everybody asks about love life?
Ooh, that's a good one. I always like,
so
you know,
original.
That's a 99.9% of the time you're going to get that anyway. So I was expecting that. I also feel like you're going to meet someone, too, this year that you're going to, you know, more people are finding their soulmates as we get closer to 2012. And it's, you know, because it's part of our ascension on the planet right now.
Yeah.
It's not about the couple or us as individuals, but it's about the healing of the planet as a whole. And it's finding that unconditional love. So it's exciting. And I do feel like you're going to meet someone this year before the year is out. I would say September is coming through from Spirit as your time frame. So between now and September. So by the end of the year, you should be very cozied in with someone.
That would be nice. I've been single for a long time.
Yes. Well, and it's time. And I feel like you're really ready. I don't feel like you were really ready before. It wasn't really a priority. You weren't even really thinking about it, but now you're thinking more about it.
Yeah.
You're really attracted to creative people. And you're very hardworking. I just see you finding someone that's very creative.
Okay.
But successful in his creativity.
Right.
Because there's a lot of, you know, a lot of artists are very talented. Doesn't mean they pay the bills.
That's true.
So I get this person actually being very successful, meaning he makes a good living at what he does.
Oh, that's always nice. It helps.
Yes.
He's got to be really artistic. I do feel that. I don't know if it's music or art or what, but he's going to be very artistic.
It's more than just a hobby.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. But it's
and
a hobby,
too. And
he'll
be able to understand me and my path, I hope. He'll be on the same sort of...
Well, that's
you
the
won't
whole
be
idea.
Together. You won't be
yeah.
together unless you did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I can't just be with anyone.
Well, you could, but you're not going to settle for that.
Exactly. Okay, great. Thanks a lot, ladies.
Okay, have a great night. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Hope that was helpful.
It was, thank you.
Okay, good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for calling. That is a big thing this year is finding companionship and the right companionship. The energy is especially,
right.
Things are really shifting in this month. I felt lots of shifts of energy, and I recently was informed with an astrologer that there's actually going to be 5 planets in total alignment in August 1st. So it's definitely going to be a huge shift of energy to give people a heads up. But finding your soulmate or your twin flame, have you been getting that more and more people are truly finding, you know,
oh, absolutely.
The lessons are done for the most
right.
part.
Right.
But there's always a learning curve with anything.
Well, I still think we'll always have lessons, no matter how long we're on the planet. But there are more soulmates finding each other in the last, probably even just in the last 2 years. It's been really...
Yeah.
It started about 5 years ago, maybe. There were more and more, but then the last 2 years has been really intense. And, you know, soulmate now, I mean, 5 years ago, did we really even know what a soulmate was? Or 6 years ago now, it's like a household word. And everybody wants one.
I think it's more in everybody's mind.
I think so, too. I think so
well,
too.
The thing I'm finding with a lot of my clients, and I'm not sure if you do, but people that have, you know, been out of the life for decades are suddenly showing up.
Uh-huh.
And it's like somebody they met when they were, I know of at least 5 people that it's somebody that they knew when they were in elementary school who's come back into their lives, and they're made for each other.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. That's absolutely true.
I think it's just so awesome.
It really is amazing that you can be exposed to someone early on and then spend so much time away and then come back together just to be a perfect fit.
It's like you come down, you have your lessons, get them out of the way, and then you have the good time.
Right, right, yep.
And I'm noticing now that I believe it's my sister Betsy from Tucson is in online too. How are you doing, Betsy?
Your sister? Oh my gosh.
I'm doing okay.
Well, welcome. Nice to meet you.
Thank you. Nice to meet you too.
Thanks. Jennifer and I are soul sisters from way back.
Yes. She has several.
Yeah,
yes.
I guess.
I've been around.
Well, what is your
very old soul?
Yes, I am. So, Betsy, what is your birthday? I believe it's June 5th, and you turned 50 this year?
Yes, 1960. I turned 50.
Wow.
Exciting.
And she still has a baby face. That's the funny part. She does. She looks like she's a little kid. She has the attitude of it.
Oh, June 5th, did you say?
Yes,
June 5th,
another Gemini. Okay, very good. All right.
What's your
question,
Beth?
My question is mainly along the lines of work or career.
You're very witty. Weren't you fun growing up with? I bet you were.
Oh, yes.
mean, wasn't this like a test of the wits? Jennifer, did you always have to kind of try to one-up her because she was always coming up with a one?
Oh, I gave up on trying to do that. I gave up. You got to remember that, well, I have three sisters. This is Betsy's the closest one in age, so we've always been really close.
More competitive, yeah.
Well, no, we really haven't been competitive.
Really?
Not like the other two. The other two are more competitive than me
really?
And Betsy. We just kind of gave up on the whole competitive things and kind of supported each other through all the stuff.
Because
you know, we just knew better.
That's crazy. Well, what are you doing? Because your advertising or something really fits you, something with the advertising or... You're artistic, too. I mean, you have this dramatic flair about you that is really strong.
She does property management. She's been doing it for probably 35 years, 35 years. She does a lot of stuff with business, consulting.
Right.
And
I believe that. Mm-hmm.
She's in the middle of starting her own company, though her heart's not really in it.
Oh, how come? Because you're a leader. You have great administrative skills. I mean,
she's great
she
at
does.
Doing it.
Yeah,
I think she's kind of burnt out on it.
Really?
Yeah.
So she
very
wants to
burnt
know,
out on it.
Yeah, she's wondering if she's got another job, or you know, is the business the way to go, or. I'm asking a question for Betsy. I really should shut up.
No,
you're doing just fine, Jen.
You know, I really don't see you doing anything else but what you're doing. What I'm seeing you do is maybe taking a break, like taking a month off and just kind of bedding.
She's been taking a year off. It's
okay.
Time to get things going.
The break is over. I have to get back to work now.
Then you should be gearing up for something because I really feel like you're doing exactly what you're meant to do. I mean, you have administrative skills.
Okay.
You've got the leadership.
And
the
she's got the wit.
The
I mean, literally, Rihanna. When
the wit.
We would go to a party of like 50 people. Betsy would be best friends with all of them within an hour. I'm not joking. And I was just watching. There she goes. And I'd be standing in
the
corner
room.
Watching her because I was really shy back then, so I didn't do anything.
Really?
Yeah. Betsy was more out there than I was, that's for sure.
Well,
yes,
you do. That is for sure. I just see you really excelling with what you're doing. But,
so, Betsy,
you know,
want
to
see the clients
not...
that you've been... I'm sorry, what, Bets?
I said, so I need to pursue my own company and not the positions that I've been applying for.
Right, right.
Okay.
And this is why you've taken the year off, because you've, you know, you're gearing up, you're getting the energy up to do what you should be doing for your own company.
And
you never make any money working for someone else. You know?
Well, no, I know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You've got to do your own thing. And you know what? Your own company is going to... I see you working this company like it's a hobby, like it's your fun, like you can't wait to get, you know, wake up in the morning and do your own thing. And make your own money because you get to keep it. You don't have to just settle on a paycheck. So, yeah, I see this really working for you.
Okay. Well, then I guess I better get to it, huh, Jen?
Yeah.
You know, I don't think it's going to be work. I think it's going to be effortless, and I think you're just going to really enjoy it.
Well, her logo definitely came to me pretty quickly.
What did?
Her logo. I did a logo for her.
You did? You've already got the logo?
Oh, we've got business cards. She's working on a presentation.
Wow.
Letterhead. I've
letterhead, all that.
Quite a few things. I just haven't really felt into it.
You know what? Also, I'm getting that you're going to be doing some speaking. Do you speak in front of groups? If you haven't, you're going to be, because I see you doing that to kind of do the marketing and get your message out there. Don't you see that, Jen?
Yeah, well, she wants to do classes
to, like, business women,
to educate people on different aspects of her business and do a little consulting. And I see her doing a little more of the consulting than actually the property management. But because of her experience, she's going to make the big bucks doing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So it will be fun because you're a people person. Hands
Absolutely.
Down, no question. Mm-hmm. You are a people person.
Yep.
Okay, well, do you see that I need any further certifications or anything to really get it going?
Any further what?
Certifications or classes behind me, et cetera.
No, I don't.
Okay.
Do you, Raina?
No, you don't need anything more, huh? Nope. You're good to go. You're almost overly qualified.
Yeah.
you don't need anything else than what you have right now.
That's her excuse though for not getting things. I need to get the certification before I can do anything.
Exactly. She's a business ready to happen, you know. You're just about ready to burst right out. Just blow up with your own and you're gonna be making money right away. I don't see any, problem with that at all.
Okay. Well, that's good news.
I know it.
I just need to get going.
Yes. When do you see her husband moving down here? Because he lives in Denver right now, because he has a job still up there.
Uh-huh.
And she relocated to Tucson. So when do you see, what month do you see her husband moving down to Tucson? His name is Rick. And it's March 18th is his birthday.
Well, I don't think it's going to be that much longer. Just a few more weeks, May at the latest.
Okay.
So just when it starts getting hot here, he'll be down.
Yeah, really. He really wants to be there now, of course, but I see May at the latest.
Okay. That'll work. Well, I appreciate your reading, and thank you for, you supporting my sister as well by coming on her radio show.
Oh, I just love your sister. I love you, too. Good luck to you. Let me know how the business goes.
I will. Thank you.
You're going to do great. You're going to be very successful. No problem.
Well, good. I'm glad you're
good. Okay. Talk to you later.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah.
She's a
character. She's a character.
She really is.
She's amazing. When she gets, networking is like no problem for her.
I can see that. She should have been doing that. I mean, this is a no-brainer for her. She doesn't need anything. She's a business waiting to happen.
Yeah. She really is. And I just think she needed the break because she was so burnt out from the last.
Yeah, she did. And she's really been, reserving her strength for this because I feel like she's more ready now than she ever has been to do this. You know, it's really good.
So, love is always a big question for a lot of clients. Do you find any other big trends in your readings that you're getting a consistent kind of energy or vibe about the consciousness or the masses that's going on?
A lot of people are opening up to the huge changes that are coming, the earth changes and everything. People are starting to become aware of that, which is really important, I think. But love, of course, is always going to be the number one question in everyone's mind. Everyone wants their soulmate. I think that's why we're here on the planet. I really think that's the main reason we incarnated, was to express ourselves through mirroring each other in a relationship. So, of course, it's going to be the most important thing. And then career is always second, but
yes,
everyone wants their soulmate.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's been a lot of earth activity a lot of earthquakes and such.
Yes, there has.
Have your guidance said anything, or have you read anything about the Earth's changes that, do you feel that it's going to continue? Do you feel that it's just, I was looking at something online, and they were showing a map of in 30 minutes how many earthquakes there was in the world, and it was amazing how many earthquakes there have been just in a 30 days. I mean, there must have been at least 20 or 30 earthquakes.
Yeah. That was all predicted, some time ago. And there's going to be a lot more. I've just, several people have, I've seen maps of the Earth, what the Earth will look like when it's all said and done. And we're going to lose, supposedly, we'll lose a lot of ground, but it's going to be interesting. And also where I'm living, we have a fault line that's right between, that goes right up the middle of Missouri. So that's going to be interesting to see if that opens up in my lifetime. I mean, who knows when it's going to happen, and it's all predictions, but it's all kind of interesting to me. I do feel that the Earth is going through kind of a birthing. And that's what the video was about that you were.
Yes,
we were watching. It was about the birthing of the Mother Earth.
No, I can't even remember who. I know it was the group, was the people that he was channeling, but I can't even remember his name.
I didn't watch it, so I don't know.
I'm just kind of speaking out loud. But it is a group. He is on spiritlibrary.com quite often. And basically he was saying that Mother Earth was going through a rebirthing, and these earthquakes are just like, having contractions. And it's going to be continuing, he's saying, till 2013. He is saying that the Ring of Fire, which is the Pacific area, is going to be the most active. And I have to say that I did get a vision in 2001. Actually, it was on 9/7, 4 days before 9/11, that there was going to be at least three volcanoes in the Northwest that were going to erupt, and it was going to cause a lot of damage in Washington, Oregon, and Idaho. So we'll have to see what happens. But we're seeing a lot of earthquakes and a lot of volcanoes beginning to wake up, shall we say.
Right.
But there hasn't really been any major eruptions yet. I do think there is going to be some more volcano activity than there has been, especially in the Pacific area.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So...
There's lots of changes. Yeah, tsunamis and all of that. They have predicted there's going to be a lot of loss of life before the complete birthing is over with. So it'll be interesting.
This is like the most bizarre and amazing time to be alive.
I know, it really is. That's just what I was going to say, too.
Well, we're on the same wavelength.
So
it's very interesting how many different people are really beginning to come out with some very more positive ways of saying basically the same thing, that it's a birthing instead of being destruction and death. They're saying it's just rebirthing.
Right,
to make it more positive, so we don't want to throw in the fear factor in there, which I think is awesome, because it is. It's just a transformation. And I truly believe anyone who dies in these earthquakes or these natural disasters, it really they volunteered to leave so they could come back even a stronger force of light.
I believe that, yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, it was interesting in this video. He was saying that the people are dying, they're coming back instantly as crystal children.
Ooh.
So they're kind of taking the easy route out, which, how fair is that? I mean, really?
I know. Makes me...
we did the work.
I wonder
Come
why
on.
I can't go too. Yeah, I know.
So it's very interesting, and it is amazing how many people are exiting and choosing to exit.
So is the crystal child a step up from the indigo child? Is that?
Yeah, it's basically okay. Pure love.
Okay.
And you can tell crystal because their eyes are so big. They're very large, pure, clear eyes. A lot of them do have blue eyes. But it's very much... very big. And now we have Christina from Colorado. How are you doing, Christina?
Hey, Jen. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just fine. How are you doing?
Good.
So, what's going on?
Well, not much. I just thought I'd give you a call in and say hi to you and say hi to Raina. And
hi.
Say hi to people.
So, do you have a call? Your birthday's coming up in May?
April.
It's May. Your husband's in May.
No, his is in November.
Oh, God, I'm losing it. Okay, never mind. So, do you have a question for Raina? We'll change the subject quickly.
You know, I was trying to figure out a question, and I had a whole lot, and then I decided I couldn't pick just one, so then I decided that I would just let Raina share with me if she gets anything. And go with it that way, because I can pretty much get scatterbrained all by myself.
Oh. Well, it really would be easier if you had some kind of focus for me. What's your birthday again?
April 29.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I would rather have...
Give her at least an area.
What was the first question on your list?
Yeah, I think...
Oh, okay. The first
Haley.
Question is We are looking for a roommate to help make ends meet because work has slowed down for my husband. And is that a good idea or is that a disastrous idea?
You're looking for a roommate for your to live with
house.
in your home. Okay.
Yes.
Do you have a space? Oh, so your space is downstairs. Do you have a separate space downstairs? Am I getting you have a lower level?
Mm-mm. Okay, the house I'm in right now is my daughter's, and I'm in Colorado, but I actually live in Arizona at the single-level ranch home. But if you're getting the space downstairs,
okay.
You're picking up on the Colorado house. And
okay,
that
but you're
right.
Talking about your home in Arizona. That would work. That would be perfectly suitable. I don't see a problem with that.
Now, if we take in someone that has children, will that be okay?
It's okay with me. I'm not sure you want to do that, honestly. I feel like that's going to be really disruptive to you. Psychically, I'm seeing that that's going to be really disruptive.
And disruptive to your business is what I'm getting.
Yeah. I think you'll be sorry if you do that. But you're very sensitive, too, and you're also very intuitive. And do you have really strong dreams? Do you dream a lot? Your dream life, your dream world is very active, I'm picking up.
Yeah, I have really nice dreams.
Yeah, you get a lot of answers through your dreams. So I would think twice about the kids, and I do feel like you're going to find a suitable roommate that's going to be a professional person that's going to be really, suitable for you.
Do you get male or female for this person?
I'm getting male.
Okay.
And he's wearing a suit, so that's why I'm getting the professional part of it.
Wow, that's weird.
Yeah, like he's in, you know, he's a professional guy. He's a...
So he has a job, and he can pay rent,
he has a job,
and
he's
stable.
Very,
and
he's well paid. He's very stable.
Okay.
He's very grounded. He's very he's professional. He's he's like a, you know, like a financial advisor or an insurance guy or something like that. Where he has to, you know.
Do you get an age range for him?
Yeah, he's in 30, in his 30s.
Yeah,
so
he's getting in the 30s.
Uh-huh. And he's, you know, he's nice looking, very attractive, takes good care of himself, is very clean, neat, and very, you know, just spiffed out, just really. I'm getting curly hair for some reason.
In my house?
What's that?
Yes, well, in your house.
That would be for Jennifer. okay, so we're not moving, we're staying, and we're going to have a roommate.
Uh-huh.
So the other one, do you see us moving?
I don't really see you moving.
Mm-mm. Okay, we're going to hang in there then.
Yeah, I
don't know how, but it doesn't matter. How don't matter until you know why. So, okay. And work, you see Alan changing careers? Or is he going to stick with what he's doing?
Your husband?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
What is he doing?
He drives a truck in town delivering sod.
Oh,
Called Evergreen Turf.
Okay.
They grow grass in Arizona and deliver it to, like, golf courses and...
There's grass in Arizona? Where?
The golf courses? Remember the golf courses? We've got a lot of those.
Arizona.
That's where all the grass is.
I never saw much grass in Arizona. Yes, I do see him continuing to do that.
Okay.
I think that's a very stable job for him. Don't you get that, Jen? He seems to be,
I see him continuing. It may be like a part-time because I do see him doing some other things on the side, but for the most part, I see that as his consistent income being that job.
Yeah.
Well, I would like to see it pick up. I'd like to see it go at least three-quarter time. So he's got to make more money. I've got a home-based business, and I need to step it up.
Right, right. Well, we all need to do that. But you guys are going to be fine. I don't get there's going to be a problem with your finances.
Wow.
I do see your finances, your business picking up, Chris. I do get that you need to do more face-to-face because... You do a lot on the internet, and you do great at that, but I'm seeing you're doing actual presentations that is really going to step up your business, like talking at other small groups and doing some presentations on nutrition and cleansing.
I'm seeing schools, too, involved.
Yeah.
Like you're going to schools
and
talking to classes.
Like secondary education or more personal development?
Well,
I get more
both.
Personal development myself. Like a community college? Like they have adult classes?
Yeah, like community college?
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's perfect for you. You'll really do well if you're going to do that. That's a good way to get exposure.
Now, the other thing that I thought about on income was being a foster parent.
I just get a no with that.
That's just, I'm not getting that being good for you.
No,
you
I'm
love
not
kids.
Either.
You're great with kids. I'm just not seeing that. I'm just not, seeing that happening.
Okay. Well, I haven't even taken the classes, so. Business is going to pick up. Finances are okay. I think there is a guy moving in with his three kids. But I think it's just short term. I think it's going to only be for the summer.
I still not getting it being a good idea.
Well, what do we do? He's homeless.
Well, you don't have a choice. If he's homeless, do you?
Well, that's the only reason why he's going to move in is he's homeless.
Yeah.
And we've opened our home up to him. So it's really up to him. It's his. He may turn us down. He may find something.
No, I feel like he won't turn you down if you open your home. But it's only going to be temporary, too, because he'll be able to get on his feet. And, you know, and that's why you're doing it, is for him to get on his feet and start supporting himself. So I'm getting he'll be with you 6 months, maybe.
Yeah, and it won't ruin the friendship?
No, no.
Okay. That's the only thing I'm concerned about.
No, I'm not getting that. 6 to 9 months he'll be with you, and then he'll be able to support himself, do something on his own.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've opened our home up before, and it was okay with me. It just wasn't okay with my husband. It didn't gel with him too well.
Right.
But it was short term. It was only for about 6 months. And then she finally got out and on.
Yeah.
Well, so, I mean, we've been known to open up and help people out.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that works. That works. And you really, the rewards are great, isn't it?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Well, Chris, we have, 45 seconds left for the show.
You are known for your generosity, I have to say.
Yes, yes, she is.
Mm-hmm. And you are going to be very successful. You have success in your future. I feel that strongly. And you're inspirational to very many people. And you're very awesome. We've had everyone that's been on the show has been intuitive tonight.
Yes,
really
very much
intuitive.
So.
Mm-hmm. So you have success in your cards, honey. You'll do well.
Thank you, Raina.
You're very welcome. Thanks for calling in. Yes,
thank you.
Hope to talk to you soon.
Bye.
Well, Raina, what is the best way people can get in touch with you?
She's going to do well.
Yes.
I am on Keen.
And it's Reading by Raina?
Reading by Raina. Uh-huh. They just go to search for an advisor. It's Readings by Raina. I don't even know my extension number.
and I believe I do have a link to your website on the Abstract Illusions page on BBS Radio, so they can always check it out there and just click, and I think it goes right to you.
That's right, yes.
So I thank you again for being on.
Thanks for having me. It was fun. Thank you.
It's awesome to have you on. We'll have you on again.
I love it. It's always fun.
Excellent.
Take care,
thank you so much.
Thanks for everybody that called in tonight. It was really great.
So this is Jennifer Hellman saying, with each breath of air, we hope you gain new insights and inspirations. Till next time, many blessings and good night.